AM 1450 KBMW.
All right, we're back, 9:40. Good morning. Another steamy one going on out there. 74 is where we're at, but one of the guys, cool as a cucumber always, Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. You're looking pretty cool yourself.
Since you walked in the room,
right,
you know.
Right,
yeah. You and the AC, it works well in tandem.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you're kind of on the backside of a lot of the summer activities, but still quite a bit going on here.
We do have quite a bit of stuff still going on, but, you know, we're, by the time mid-July, it starts getting pretty warm out there, and, you know, we kind of start winding down our program just because it's getting so warm, and it's tough for the kiddos and stuff like that out there doing their activities. Our recreation side will kind of wind down a little bit. Our grass mowing maybe will wind down a little bit, so it'll give the guys a chance to catch up on some of the other projects that we have, some trimming and some building construction projects. So it kind of just, we shift gears a little bit in August, get ready for our fall recreation programs and different events that we do in the fall. So speaking of which, August, oh, by the way, I wanted to mention that you guys did an awesome job at Headwaters Music Festival.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was a lot of fun. Anybody out there, if you guys want to see a show with a lot of energy and a lot of great music, go get up to Aber this weekend and watch Billy D and the Billy D Band, and you'll get a good show.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep. So getting into August, August 6th, our youth football program gets kicked off. On the 6th, the fifth graders will pick up their equipment at the community center from 5 to 6.
Okay.
And then the next day, the fifth graders will come in. So let me back up. Messed that up. The 6th will be the sixth graders, and the 7th will be the fifth graders.
Got it.
So the sixth graders get their stuff first, and then they go. And then we're looking at starting that program the week of the 19th. That's kind of when the other school programs start, and school gets going that week and stuff like that. So be on the lookout on our webpage or our Facebook page. That'll give more details on that. And then on August 8th, there's a Pencils Plus school supply distribution at the community center from 2 to 6. Come in and get some supplies for school. August 9th, our summer food program ends. It's been a success for a long time. You know, it just kind of shows the need for getting those breakfasts and lunches out to the kiddos. Last year, we served just over 15,000 meals between June, July, and the first 2 weeks of August. In June this year, we were already over 7,000. So
wow, and hats off to the crew over there making those meals.
It is, Lenore does an unbelievable job. We've got a lot of good workers in that department for us, and they're working hard and getting the meals out. So it's been a good success. August 10th, the New York Camera Music Girl will be in town, and they'll do their annual concert with Tal down at the park at the zoo, and that's at 1 o'clock, I believe. And then after that, they'll move over to Siena Court and have another concert for the public there. So two concerts in town. Go out and see them. They're really good double reed woodwind ensemble.
And they love coming to Wapiton. They really do.
Yeah, they do. Yep. And they get, they're world renowned. So they get a lot of press anyway. But they especially get some press when they play with Tal.
When they're playing with Tal, yeah, definitely.
Yep. On the 11th, then, the swimming pool will close, so we'll wind that one down. And then August 12th, we have blood drive at the community center, so we'll get out there and be part of that. August 17th is the Bikes, Brews, Bike and Car Show, 12 p.m. to 11 p.m., and that's downtown Wapiton. I don't know a whole lot of info on that, but it looks like a really fun event. So, keep your eyes out for that and head down there and support that group. And then the 19th of August, our final summer program will wind down our adult rec men's softball. That's the last week of league, and then they'll start their playoffs, and that's to be determined.
Sure.
So that's what we got.
Still a busy month.
Yeah.
Might be on the backside, but definitely still a busy month.
We can wind down a little bit.
So absolutely. Brad, the only thing I don't like, you're only in here once a month. You know?
Well,
need you in here more than that.
All right.
I won't hold you to it.
Better updates, and then it's just shorter time.
All right. Well, you have a great great month of August, and we'll see you at the end of August.
All right.
All right.
You too, Will.
Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. It is 9:45 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
You don't think that much about life, you just live like kerosene dancing around the fire, but you're in, so you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you get